Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson
Love
with Cowboy
Talk
Wisdom.
Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Coaching. Tonight I have a very interesting guest. His name is Dave Daly. For more than 20 years, Dave Daly has been a thriving entrepreneur. And since that, Dave has built and sold three separate successful companies in three different industries. And what he has learned and what he teaches is not what you do, but how you do it. Dave is the author of two business-enhancing books, two very effective revenue-building streams. Today, Dave Daly is the founder and CEO of Dave Daly Enterprises, affectionately known as the Visibility King. Dave trains business owners, sales professionals, and entrepreneurs on how to secure new business and increase revenue by building their visibility through public speaking, video marketing, and leveraging the power of the internet. And please welcome Dave Daly. And good evening, Dave. How are you?
Ron, how are you? Good.
Good. This is a privilege because you talk about something that intrigues me. It's about being visible, but you also have something to do with colors. So kind of enlighten the people on about what you do as a visibility king.
Yeah, you know what? I tell people all the time that you can have the greatest website. You can have the greatest programs and books and create a ton of value and be a great person. But unless somebody knows who you are and where to find you, you know, it really doesn't mean a whole lot in the business world. So I'm a big believer that visibility is the starting point in any industry, any business, whether it's online or offline. And I'd love to share a lot of the formulas that I've used over the years, the last 20 years, to help me in my businesses, both service-based and product-based businesses. And, you know, taking another step towards that, it's all about building rapport and relationships in business, and relationships are everything. And that's why I have what's called the color identity assessment. And what that is, Ron, is just it helps people understand who they are and who their polar opposite is so they can build rapport with just about anybody instantly.
Now, you said something, they're polar opposites. How do people, when they feel somebody, an uneasy energy between you, they actually start clamming up and getting fearful rather than start engaging with the person to understand them rather than worry about their own selves?
Well, I think it all boils down to, you know, raising your level of awareness, because a lot of times what creates fear in us is uncertainty and not being sure and not understanding. So by taking a color identity assessment, if you go on to thevisibilityking.com, you can take that assessment online. And that what that'll do is, when I say raise your level of awareness, it'll give you a clear understanding of who you are, your color, your dominant color, and then your subdominant color, but then also your polar opposite. So if you wind up to be a dominant blue and you find out what those characteristics are, you'll see that your polar opposite and who you seem to have the hardest time to connect with is green. And then this assessment will explain to you and give you a better understanding on why that is. Then you could start to work on that, and you can identify somebody's color very, very quickly when you're in a meeting in front of them, even on the phone, Skype, however you do your meetings. This way you can start to learn how to build rapport and understand what makes them tick, so then you can kind of talk in their language, if that makes sense.
It totally does to me. But Dave, something just come to me, a question. And when you use a color rather than the image of the person, how does that alleviate the angst within somebody to discover more about the other person?
Well, what's really neat about the color identity assessment, Ron, is it's what I call, it has the success principle, meaning it's very easy to understand and applicable instantly. So when someone takes this color, whenever I explain this and I do the color chart with somebody, almost instantly they start to use it. They say, "Oh yeah, I'm dominant blue, and oh, my wife is Dominic Green or my business partner is Dominic Green. That's why we seem to butt heads sometimes. And now I understand why they look at it this way and why they look at it that way. So it all goes back to just being simple and applicable. And when you tie the colors into it, it makes it so simple.
And also, don't colors kind of soothe the ego, and so it goes to the subconscious, so you're more on a connected level, on a deeper level also?
Yeah, and I think it probably depends on the person, and it depends on the color. For me, like that sky blue, that type of bright blue definitely soothes me and helps open everything up for me. But yeah, absolutely, colors relate so much to us as human beings.
Now, wouldn't you say everything in the physical world has something that comes from the inside? And if you can get the inside to move forward, the physical world goes forward also?
Oh, absolutely. I just posted this on my business Facebook, The Visibility King, and you know I share this when I do my seminars. Is, you know, the what I consider the formula for success, whether business or personal. Always, it's pretty simple, and it pretty much goes like this. I say B plus BP plus A equals S. So when you break that down, it's belief. You need a certain level of belief, and then you need a blueprint. You need a formula. Then you need to take the action. We'll always bring you to the S, which is success. So there's a certain level of belief plus a blueprint plus taking the action will give you that success every single time.
Now, when you go into your colors, your color assessment here on your website, Visibility King, doesn't that also open up a trust within yourself, to trust your abilities to communicate with somebody else?
Yeah, absolutely does. And again, I always go back to that level of awareness and then building up that self-image, like we talked about, like, you know, you spoke about earlier. To me, it always starts from the inside out. And you know, I'm a big believer. I'm not a religious guy, but I'm spiritual. And I absolutely believe that everything is a mass of energy just vibrating at a high rate of speed. And I believe that our self-image is everything. It dictates who we are and where we go in life. And the neat thing about the self-image is you can build it up, you can tear it down, but we can't outperform it.
And that's absolutely true. But, you know, what a lot of people don't understand, we actually live life at the speed of light because our subconscious mind runs at the speed of light.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. And when people don't, I kind of describe myself as the you know, the mindset / skill set guy. You know, without that dynamic duo, you're missing a huge, huge part of the whole equation.
Let's just be honest. The whole world is kind of facing. We're having to look that in the face right now, aren't we, Dave?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And remember too, is a lot of people when they think of times like this in business, they, you know, they think it's a bad thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing, or it doesn't have to be a bad thing. It could, you know, it's up to you to decide whether or not tough times make you tougher, stronger, and you learn from it and you grow, or you just give up and you don't and you let it beat you. So it always comes back to our taking responsibility, how we decide to look at things, and then how we decide to learn from them. And, you know, I love the saying is you're either going to win or you're going to learn.
And sometimes both.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that is absolutely right. Yeah. But, yeah, I think we're definitely on the same page with the mindset where, you know, everything starts and stops with how you handle things, how you look at things and how you adapt and what you learn from some of the struggles in life. When I look back, some of my hardest struggles taught me the best lessons and made me who I am today. So I would never want to change that. I just want to keep growing from it. And I'm a big believer that, you know, we're human beings. We're built to evolve. We're built to move forward. We're either growing or we're dying. No, really no staying the same.
You know, the world is unrefined wisdom on a turning on an axis. And that's what the world is right now. Everything is unrefined wisdom. It's up to you how you refine the wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely. And I tell people all the time is you want to surround yourself with people that have been there and done it in the direction that you want to go. This way you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You could save yourself time, which is, as an entrepreneur, is money, and get there much quicker on a smoother ride. And that's what, you know, that's why I love to share this information that I've been taught, that I've learned, that I've put together over the years to help business owners and entrepreneurs. And, you know, entrepreneurs are, they're a breed in themselves. You know, most, you know, my story, I share this all the time with my platform speaking is, you know, I'm not even supposed to be here. See, I was left back in the second grade, diagnosed with ADD. It said I had a learning disorder, and I never graduated high school. So all through my years, I was told I wasn't really going to amount to much, and don't expect a lot out of yourself when you become an adult. But becoming an adult, it's up to you to either listen to that and let that hold you back, or let that catapult you and move forward and do what you need to do to create your journey.
You know, I want to get back to that ADD, but doesn't that just mean they don't have the will to teach you to where your talent is?
Well, you know, the more I look at it, Ron, the more I agree with you. And you know, it's they consider it a bad thing not because you don't fit into a cookie cutter mold or you don't fit into a box. So many successful entrepreneurs that I meet and that I hear their background is, you know, entrepreneurs, we're a breed where we create our own lines. We create our own direction, and that's just how we do it. And that's why it's so important to surround yourself with those like-minded people so you can keep growing and believing and creating. And that's really the key, because by the time you blink your eye, 10 years are gone, 15 years are gone, 30 years are gone, and you know what? We're all going to come to the same end. Why not make it count?
Now, you know, entrepreneurs, wouldn't you say some of this recession, we're staying in it because people are unwilling to see their entrepreneurial spirit and expand through it?
We are. We absolutely are, and no question about it. And then on the flip side of that, I see and I run into a lot of people that it actually pushed them out of their comfort zone long enough to find out that they do have an entrepreneurial spirit in them. And I have a great success story with a girl I know. Her name is Christine Gallagher, and I've known her for years. And we did a little bit of real estate together back in probably about 5-6 years ago. And she has a successful coaching business now online, and it's been 5 years, but she lost her job 5 years ago. So she could either, you know, go find a job that she's not happy with or crawl up in a ball, or, you know what, say, hey, this is what I can do, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to make it happen. So she took that opportunity, and she turned lemons into lemonade.
And, you know, you was talking a little bit earlier, and I wanted to get to this. The businesses that succeed now, would you say they listen more to their innovative intuition and become more willing to expand than the ones that become fearful and contracted? And the ones that expanded with their intuition are the ones that are succeeding today?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that wholeheartedly. Our intuition is our GPS to get us through this lifetime. And our intuition is a lot like a muscle. You know, the less you use it, the weaker it becomes, and the less you can rely on it. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes, and the more that you can rely on it. So that's the other thing that I believe that is such a gift as we become an entrepreneur, as we start to succeed, as we start to grow, and as we start to create that wisdom. You know, the GPS, that intuition inside us, which I feel is one of the greatest gifts ever, can be our biggest asset, no question about it, if you're willing to listen to it and not let the masses deter you. And, one of the greatest success stories I've heard in recent time was Not sure how many listeners out there are familiar with the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship MMA empire. But there was a one of the owners was interviewed back in 2009, and they took a $5 million investment. They bought it 15 years ago for $5 million, and now, you know, in 2009 it hit over the $1 billion mark. But they were ready to pull the plug on that when they were tens of millions of dollars in the red. The one brother said he slept on it overnight, woke up, and just said, you know what, I need to give it a little more time. His gut feeling, his intuition told him, and then the following few weeks, the business just exploded. So, you know, again, that's a great example of being able to listen to your intuition, listen to your gut feeling, because you're tens of millions of dollars in the red. You've been doing this for a while. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. On paper, it sure looks like if you keep moving forward, you're crazy. But that little voice inside that he listens to that's got him, that made him that successful all the way up until that point, he stayed with it, and, you know, they haven't looked back since.
And the call-in number to talk to Dave is 718-305-6548. And you can go to his website, thevisibilityking.com, and see all about the colors, and there's a book there you can download. But, Dave, this country is so willing to stay the same and expand just scares it to death. How does your colors and everything you do and your experiences help people expand into trusting their intuition?
Well, I think that comes with time, and that comes with application, and that's one of the reasons I have a program called the Visibility Cash Machine, and it's more of a how-to program. And what I found online, there seems to be a lot of theory, and a lot of theory-driven programs and products and books, but nothing, you know, not nothing, but not a lot of proven practical advice, the how to, and that's what the Visibility King, my brand is all about, is really, again, the mindset / skill set type combination, and the how to's, and that's what the color identity will show you, how to build rapport with anyone just about instantly. So it's that how to, and I think, and that's one of the things that I teach in my program called the Visibility Cash Machine is how to create a talk with an offer. Now, I'm sure most people have heard that, you know, a big majority of the masses are terrified of public speaking, and they say, believe it or not, that people are more afraid of dying than they are of speaking in public. And what I found is one of the reasons that so many people are terrified of public speaking is they just don't even know where to begin. So if you don't know where to begin, how are you ever going to break through that fear barrier? And the beginning is going to be how to actually put together, construct a talk with an offer. So that's one of the lessons I teach, is how to actually, the blueprint of constructing a talk with an offer. So that now you can, at least you have that part of it done. Now you can move on to other issues that you might have with public speaking.
And see, to me, the two biggest fears the world has is people discovering their own talent and wealth and success, and they use the public speaking for an excuse. How do you feel about that, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess everyone has their own blocks and their own reasoning, and that, you know, I guess we'd have to get into to people's heads, but what I do agree with you on for sure is everything starts and stops with fear. You know, fear of the unknown, fear of what if, fear of this, fear of that. And one of the ways that I've been able to conquer fear early on with businesses is I don't worry about how I don't worry about how in the beginning, as long as my why is big enough. Why is it that you are doing what you're doing? If your why is big enough, the how will happen. It will unfold. If your why isn't big enough, you're going to go back into safety. Once you hit a wall, you're not going to be able to get through that because your why isn't big enough. Whatever that why might be for you.
And, yeah, and see, that is something that people are afraid. See, I don't use the word change in my life. The only word I use is expand, because I'd rather expand through life than try to change my life.
Good.
And what that does is unhooks everything. But, Dave, you said earlier, how does the school system actually, I don't want to cut it down or be derogatory, but how does it really steal people's dreams? Because I really start to understand.
No, I listen to, and I'm not worrying about cutting anything down or whatever, because to me, this is very, very, I'm very passionate about this because of how I grew up and things that were told to me and you know, like I just shared with you. So at the end of the day, it's an absolute tragedy that that the self-image and the mindset is not taught from day one, because at the end of the day, you know, I haven't used my algebra at all yet. In my life, and it hasn't limited me from growing my businesses. And not that it's not important, but when you put things into perspective, you know, the war of 1812 has not helped me build my businesses and create more success in my life on a financial level and on a personal level. So, you know, when you focus on things that really aren't going to matter when the kids get out of school, the other thing I want to point out that's very, very important is our biggest commodity is time, whether we're kids or whether we're adults. So if you're a kid and you're in school, you're still spending and using your biggest commodity at that moment, which is your time, because we can't get it back. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. So I think it's a complete tragedy that the mindset, self-image is not taught and just embedded into your subconscious as a little person growing up.
And I totally agree with that. And that is probably the most profound statement everybody's going to hear right there. But, Dave, something I speak when I talk is history is not taught to teach us. History is taught to control us.
Yeah, I never really broke it down like that, and it makes a lot of sense for sure. I always go back to, I ask that question, you know, in business and even in personal, in life, I ask myself this question all the time. Is it getting me closer to my goal or further away? If it's getting me further away, I want to stop doing it. If it's getting me closer, I want to learn how to do it even more. And that's what I think, you know, what I'm saying about the self-image and the mindset, where it should be ingrained in us as little people. And we know that the reason that we have certain conditionings, certain paradigms, go back to when we were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 years old. We know that. So why wouldn't we want to start there as a society to help build that self-image, help make those powerful paradigms so we don't have so much work to do when we become adults?
You know, that's absolutely true. I look back at my schooling outside of English and arithmetic, I really wasn't taught anything I needed.
Anything that you're using, exactly, you're right. Arithmetic and reading, that's exactly it. Now when you tie in the mindset, the self-image, and that you can really, it's up to you, you're the one putting the limitations on yourself, that's where it really becomes powerful. And think about society too, Ron, as we get, when we're young, right, it's only natural that we envision, that we dream, that we have that uninhibited mindset on creation. As we get older and in school, we start to hear in middle school, high school, stop daydreaming. Stop being creative, really, is what it boils down to. Stay in that box. And, you know, at the end of the day, there are no guarantees. That's why you can spend $40,000 a year in a high-end university for 4 years, $50,000 a year for 5 years, 4 years, and you get a diploma, but you don't, there's no guarantee you're going to get a job. You know, there's no guarantee on anything. So, again, it all goes back to the self-image for me, and it should be ingrained from day one.
You know, it's kind of ironic the way you said that, because every time I hear Harvard, all I think of is ingrained pain.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just I did an awesome weekend event called Money and You by a dear friend of mine, DC Cordova, and this program has been around for close to 40 years. And Jack Canfield was a graduate of it. Tony Robbins was a graduate of it. Robert Kiyosaki was a graduate of it, and it all goes back to Buckminster Fuller. And he, you know, his family, he was third generation of, I believe it was Harvard. And, he tried it twice and it just wasn't for him. And the man is just complete genius and way, way, way before his time. And I, highly recommend that people look him up and do a little bit of research on him. Just amazing, amazing man.
And, you know, the thing when I grew up, the worst thing a parent can say to a kid to me, I'm going to get your opinion on this, is what will other people think of you?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I want to share this with the audience too. And this is, I'm not saying that it's always easy to live like this, but it's simple, not always easy. What you think of me is none of my business. And when you can live your life the majority of the time like that, you're free. You know, you are free to do whatever it is that you need to do to leave a stamp on this world.
And see, here's the thing. I write my stuff in poetry, but I got one called I'm a Troublemaker for God's Sakes. And it's really written about the founding fathers and their spirit and their willingness to stand up. And this country and the world has really lost that spirit. How do you feel about that, Dave?
I mean, when you look around and you read the articles and, you know, some of the news media, I mean, it's absolutely changing. And you got to figure out how to get that pride back, that who you really, how you got here and what made you become, you know, where you're at, meaning, you know, we're talking about the country. And, you know, my parents are in their 80s and they're 88 years old. And, you know, my dad was World War II veteran, 82nd Airborne. And boy, that generation was just absolutely, in my opinion, the toughest generation in the recent years and really have built this country. And I think, my opinion is we need to figure out how to get back there mentally.
And I agree with that. My parents and my uncle and my dad and everybody come up through. You know, that back then, you know, we've improved. Back then, when I grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, a handshake was the same as a contract.
Absolutely. 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 And work ethic and pride. And you know, your name is everything.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't your wealth, it wasn't your dollars, it was you. And
yes,
we got away from that. And Dave, getting back to this, and Dave's website is thevisibilityking.com. And Dave, right before we close, you got any events people can get a hold of and find you and come and
yeah,
take in your wisdom?
Yeah, if you could, I have a Facebook page called The Visibility King, and I post everything on there. I post daily, actually, every day, and there's always new and things coming up, and I'll be posting some information. I have a webinar coming up on the 23rd of this month about the Visibility Cash Machine, and yeah, anytime anybody wants to get a hold of me, I'm out there on social media, and you can reach me at thevisibilityking.com.
Now, I want to point something out. You've been listening to Dave now for close to a half hour. You feel the power, the wisdom, but you feel the integrity in his voice. So if you're having challenges in life, how will Dave expand you? Because I've been listening for a half an hour, and it's expanded me. So how will you feel when you go to one of his seminars or his webinars? And, Dave, we're down to the last 5 or 6 seconds. Give the people some wisdom to live by, and I'll close out the show.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Ron, for your time. And, again, it always goes back to B plus BP plus A equals S. So you need to figure out where that belief is, surround yourself with the right people to create the blueprint, take the action, and you will create success.
And I want to thank Dave Daly for being my guest, because this has been a privilege and an honor. And you can get a hold of Dave at thevisibilityking.com, his Facebook page, his LinkedIn page, and all over social media. And we'll be here Thursday night with Christine Siegel. But, Dave, thank you very much, and all the listeners, thank you.
Thanks so much, Ron. Have a great day.
And I already did. You was my guest and everybody here. It just made my day. Anyway, thank you, and we'll see everybody Thursday night, and good night.